Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his commitment to implement the BJP manifesto in the next 5 years. Addressing a public rally in Mysuru yesterday, he said it is Modi's guarantee that never fails. He assured that if voted to power, free ration to the poor will continue, Ayushman health insurance will be extended to all those above the age of 75, 3 crore women will be made Lakhpati Didis, 3 crore houses will be built, and there will be improved infrastructure in Bengaluru in his third term. Later, the Prime Minister led a roadshow in the coastal town of Bengaluru. Congress has announced names of 10 more candidates for Lok Sabha polls. Former Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Charni will contest from Jalandhar. Party has fielded Kanhaiya Kumar from North East Delhi seat, while J.P. Agarwal will fight from Chandni Chowk constituency. Kumar will be facing incumbent North East Delhi BJP MP Manoj Tiwari. Ujjwal Revati Raman Singh is party's candidate from Allahabad. The Congress is in a seat-sharing alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party AAP in Delhi, where it will be contesting 3 seats and AAP 4 seats, that is East Delhi, New Delhi, West Delhi and South Delhi. Congress has released a list of 75 candidates for assembly polls in Odisha. Former PCC Chief Jaydev Jenna will contest from Anandpur. Party has fielded former MLA Devashish Patnaik from Banki seat. As Kerala is gearing up for Lok Sabha elections in the second phase on the 26th of April, national leaders of major political parties are visiting the state in the coming days, giving a major boost to the campaign. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will campaign for BJP this morning. He is scheduled to address a public meeting at Chiruvattani, which falls under the Alathur Reserved Constituency, in support of NDA candidate Dr. T.N. Sarasu. Later in the day, he will leave for Attingal, where he will address a public gathering at Kattakada, where the BJP has fielded V. Muralidharan, Minister of State for External Affairs, as the party's candidate. Mr. Modi will return to Kochi by afternoon and will leave for New Delhi. Senior Congress leader and Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency candidate Rahul Gandhi will campaign in the constituency today and tomorrow. CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechury will campaign in Kasargod and Kannur constituencies today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar spoke to Foreign Minister of Iran Hossein Amir Abdullahian last evening. Dr. Jayashankar took up the release of 17 Indian crew members of MSC Aries. They discussed the current situation in the region. Dr. Jayashankar stressed on the importance of avoiding escalation, exercising restraint and returning to diplomacy. Both leaders agreed to remain in touch. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar yesterday had a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz. He shared India's concern at the developments on Saturday. They discussed the larger regional situation. Both leaders agreed to stay in touch. Over 2.5 lakh pilgrims from across the country paid obeisance at the Vaishno Devi Cave Shrine since the start of Navratri. According to a shrine board official, the rush is expected to continue till Navami. He said the shrine board has opened all the 3 gates to meet the heavy rush of devotees, adding that every day 40 to 50,000 pilgrims are reaching Katra to offer prayers at the shrine. On to sports now. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 20 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Chennai amassed a total of 206 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 20 overs. Skipper Rudraj Gaikwad scored 69 runs from 40, while Shivam Dubey scored 66 off 38, while Mumbai scored 186 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. Meanwhile, Matisha Pathirana has been adjudged player of the match. Earlier in the first match yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Kolkata overhauled the target of 162 in just 15.4 overs. Philip Salt remained unbeaten, scoring 89 runs off 47 balls. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.